heaters on?
Just
get
the dip
out of here.
If it
gets too warm, let me know.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Here we are in Parshas Shmos. I'd like to take a little look at a Rebbe which is hinted at in the first pasuk of Sefer Shmos. The pasuk reads, Ve'ele Shmos li, Yisrael Haboy Yisraelo, Eit Yaakov Ish Bebeit Bo Yisrael. These are the names of other people. Yisrael Yaakov, his family. Now we know the paper Baal HaTurim, Baal HaTurim, the Purim Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim very often tells us ideas based on the Remez or the Matria, Rashi Tevo, etc. So, yeah, so over here the Baal HaTurim comes up with an amazing Remez. Ve'ele Shmoy Bnei Yisrael. Rashi Tevo. So these words, Ve'ele Shmoy Bnei Yisroel, those four words, if we'll take the first letter of each word, the Rashi Tevos, we will get a fascinating Rebbe, a fascinating hint. So it starts with Vav, Ve'ele, so Ve'adam, Aleph, Asher, Lamed, Loimed, person who learns Aseder, the order, Ve'ele. Now we're moving on to the next word, Shmoy, Shin, one who learns the order of Shnayim, Mikro, Ve'echod, Tarun, Shmoy. Shin Bem Vav Tov Shnayim Mikro Ve'echod Targum. Bnei Bekol Noyim Yoshir, and he says it's nice to be a pleasant voice. He goes through it. Then he throws out on the remnant of the last word Yichyeh Shonim Rabui Arukim Noyim. We'll have Longevity Roy Bays. An amazing remnant. He gets it into the first topic. It all fits in amazingly. For all of us, like this, I say this Shnayim Mikro Ve'echod Targum, one who learns Shnayim Mikro Ve'echod Targum, the Kol Noyim Yoshir, and he sings it in a beautiful voice, Yishyeh Shonim Rabbi Arukim Noyim, and will live many years. So he finds a remez in this pasuk to the mitzvah which we have, the ongoing mitzvah to go every week through the parasha Shnayim Mikro Ve'echod Targum, twice the Mikro, once the Targum. I'd like to look at this. So it's quite religious to this a little further.
What is the Kol Noyim?
So it's like a hymn to do it. You know, not just something you can mumble it through, very fast and blah, 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 blah. Well, you can do it slightly, pleasantly, each word clearly.
The Nigun,
it might be a remnant to doing it with the.
It's got meaning as well. It's not exactly a meaning.
Right, and sometimes doing it with the correct carving affects the meaning. Yes,
good point.
No, it's not Marcus, no. But it might well be the Kol Noyim, as you rightly say, is a remnant for that. Now let's begin by taking a look at the actual Gemara where this field is mentioned. Omer of Huda by Yehuda, Omer of Ami. Gemara in Brachos, Akhen. Huda by Yehuda said in the name of Ami, La'olam yashlim adam parash yotim with Hatsil. A person should always complete his parshiyos together with the tzibur, meaning at the same time, the same week that the tzibur are reading this parsha, shnai mikra ve'echod targum, twice the mikra and once the targum, v'afilu atoris v'divor, even the word atoris v'divor, very pshat what the chiddush is of these words, not just pshat, but these words are just names, and they don't have any targum. Nevertheless, we should read the targum. Shekhal Mashlim Parshiyotov, and here the Gemara itself says this Rebbe in the Baal HaTurim says, one who is Mashlim the Parshiyot in Hatsibu, Ma'arichin lo Yomov Ushloikov, it is a Tzibuda to Arichot Yomov. And the Gemara continues, Ki Da'amadu Yishuv and Leidi Yibnei, Ashlimu Parshiyotayche in Hatsibu, Shnai Mikro Ve'echot Tarot. Like Yishuv and Leidi told his children in the Gemara, this is a whole list of things that Yishuv and Leidi instructed his children to be careful with, and one of them was Shnayim Mikro Ve'echod Targum. Now let's take a look, it's interesting. The Lord of Gemara definitely is very much the Shaveh, something he does this. The Gemara doesn't actually use the word Chayim. Lo Oino Yashu, a person should always do this. It doesn't actually use the word Chayim. Why the Targum? There's various different ideas. Why the Targum? Some things to understand. but doesn't always help, because as good as you understand the Bible, if you don't, then it just makes you more confused. But Baruch HaShulchan says that the Kurdish idea, I think, I'm not going to give this now, here, but it's in fact, the sort of simple idea of the Tachon really was to go through the parasha three times. Really, it wants you to go through the parasha three times. He said, the Rebbe's like in the Sinai Plateau, we find they went over three times. It was given once in Sinai and once in. So it was in the Midbar, once in Arvid, but I don't remember where the three times were. We find it was given, the Torah was given over in like three. They wanted you to go through it three times. But sort of, let's say, the Rav said the most, or. To improve on the basic Tachanun. So why not? You know what? Let's make one of the times Tachanun. Because then, the people understand the Tachanun, they'll be the Rebbe of the added understanding. But then, with that, he explains what the idea is of all these places where the Tachanun doesn't add anything. Why do you have to read the Tachanun? If the Tachanun of the Tachanun would be entirely for the sake of understanding it, very difficult to understand why you should read the Tachanun on Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda.
It could be maybe that the three. Plus the one in Shabbos gives you the four
times. Gives you four.
Which means you have the one limud. That's one. That's
very good. Some places say this idea that some of them are supposed to get to four. Yeah.
So it's not clearly one time, three times to go. Yes, Karakum is. In fact, after the three times to go, doing two plus Karakum would take me much quicker. The Karakum is.
It's
much harder than the rest. Yeah.
Although, what would be if something doesn't have the Karakum again? Something. You know, you've got it, of course. So I suppose the person generally say that you should just do twice the commission, wait till you have the time, but then you're not going to have it. Would it be an Indian, maybe three times, if you should see this, you know, for sure, maybe yes. Okay, now let's take a look in the, one of the postings of the Bush, in the cities where these halachas are discussed. He also brings a Rebbe to Shnai Ikra from this very topic, but we'll see. But he changes the Rebbe to how the Balatrim said it. He opens the Rebbe and the Rashi says it, and it's the same problem of Shnai Mikra Bechot Tari. But he changes it, and he says, next thing on the sheet, the Simon, the Simon, to remind us, Shnai Mikra Bechot Tari, the Eile Shmoy Pnei Yisrael. What's the Eile? The Eile is a highest honor. A person is obliged, literally, to read the Parsha, Shnai Mikra Bechot Tari. He makes the Rebbe different to how the Balaturi made it. Balaturi made the first word Ve'ele, Ve'odom Asher Loi made Haseya. And he makes it Ve'chayim Odom Likri Tafari. Either way, it fits with the Rashi pages of the word Ve'ele. But he has made it he's clearly spoken out in his Rebbe that it is an absolute chiyuv. As Paul suggested in the writings of the Rebbe Boris Finkel, one of my Rebbe's from years, the friend of the Brocco, then he wants to suggest that in fact, this question of whether it's an absolute chiyuv or it's together and hogot toivot is in fact a machlokes rishonim. And the Rebbe of the Baal HaTurim is following his shita in another place. The Baal HaTurim has got another very famous paper. The Baal HaTurim is the same person who wrote the Torah, the fundamental halacha paper on which the Shulchan Aruch is based, in which all the whole Seder of all our Sifri and halacha all follow his basic writing, he wrote the Torah. If we'll look in the Torah, again, we will not find actually the word chayim, although it seems to be very strongly recommended, but chayim it doesn't say. The Torah is very Sehari. Where these halachas are mentioned, he's quoting this Gemara, and he uses the wording "v'tzorich lizoche." One needs to take care. La'atim ha'parsha in ha'tzim. So I'm going to be sure he quotes the Gemara. Let's just look at this in contrast. For example, the Rambam, when he brings this Gemara, "Afal pi she'adam she'me'a kol ha'tzirah kula v'chol shabbos v'tzibu," says the Rambam. Even a person hears the Torah, a Kriyas ha'tzirah, chayim likrut la'atzim v'chol shavua. A person is obliged, says the Rambam, to read it every week. So perhaps the Torah, in his Remez al HaTorah, who does not mention in the Remez anywhere the word Chayim, is indeed following in his in his shita, in his understanding of this mitzvah, that it is not an absolute chiyuv of mitzvah of a tovah. However, the Rebush, who we saw before, who speaks out the remez differently and makes the remez b'chayim, he is following what is passed in halacha. He came after the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, when he passed in three beginning, quotes the wording of the Rambam, who says chayim, and indeed that is how it is passed. There would be no mistake. It might be a matzoch to show him about it, but it is passed in Shulchan Aruch that it is a chiyuv. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is the same as the lashon of the Rambam. And a person is obliged to do Shnai Mikravei Kotari. There's a Chiyuv, and therefore the Levush, who came after the Shulchan Aruch and is putting down for us what is practical bottom line halakha, adjusts the remez to be such a remez that is being merabbed to us, not just that it's a good halakha, but that it is a Chiyuv, an obligation. I'd like to take a little look further at what is the background reason for this obligation. And we'll see maybe a certain halakhic last few minutes maybe which come out from that. And there is an amazing idea which is put down by one of the Meforshim at the back of the Gemara called Rav Lozan Moshe Horowitz. Rav Lozan Moshe Horowitz, which is probably only 50-200 years ago, something that has tremendously sharp and insightful ideas. So he has an amazing idea to understand the background of Shnai Mikra Ve'ekot Tari, particularly based on the fact that Chazal say, as we read, that one who is particular to Shnai Mikra Ve'ekot Tari, also says, Marichin lo yobot ushnoitov, we extend his yisk, his zoyche to a long life. So let's understand a bit better why particularly is that so. So he sends us to another Gemara in Brachot later on, in that location. For our Rabbi Yehuda, Shloisha Dvarim, there are three things, Mekatrim, Yomov, Ushnoitov, Shalom. There are three things which shorten, Chalila, a person's life. It makes that a list of things. One of them, which is Negev to us now, Misha Noitim Noitim, the Torah Nikros, one who is given the opportunity to read in the Torah, the Eino Kore, and he doesn't read. They call him up, let's say, for an Aliyah to read in the Torah. He says, no, thanks, I'm not coming.
That's because he doesn't know how to do it.
Or maybe he needs to make sure to know how to do it. Let's see. And the Gemara brings on this. The Pasuk, Kihu Chayeto Va'eris Yomecha, the lengthening of life. And so if a person doesn't take up the opportunity, most of them take the same difference, but every time so it shortens his life. Now, let's understand a little more what could motivate a person not to want to go up to the Torah. Well, why shouldn't he want to go up? Why shouldn't he want to go and read in the Torah? He doesn't feel confident. Now let's look what the Medrash says. There's a Medrash Sankuba in Parshas Yisrael. Let's say Ruchas al Gato, a person should not feel overly, excessively confident. Loiva Zobol Yisneha Tzibur, to say something in front of the Tzibur, Anche Yishek Oishkov Beinko Ubeinakufa, until one prepares it privately, Shnayim Shloisha Pav, two or three times. Like the Rabbi Akiva, there was a story with Rabbi Akiva. Sheikh Korei Hakazim for Rabbi Nikros to say the Torah of the Tibur. The Gavad called him up to read from the Sefer Torah to Tibur. Now let's remind ourselves that in those times, it was usual that when a Na'oile, when it was called for an Aliyah, he read the Torah himself. I think with the Sephardim is still common nowadays, right? Now, those times it was common that that would be accepted mimic. Everybody did that. When he called Rabbi Akiva to be Oyla no Torah, it means he called Rabbi Akiva literally to read from the Torah, to be the Baal Torah. Rabbi Akiva, yes, the Hilig Rabbi Akiva. The son of Rabbi Akiva. But Lord Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva didn't want to go up. Omer Talmidol, so Talmidol said to him, Rabbi Akiva, like half another tongue, did you not teach us? So why did you not go up? Amalahem, so he said to them, he replied, Pa'avoyla, promise you, I assure you, learning Nazi Likris Ella, I wouldn't usually withhold from going up to the region and get called up to go to the very go. Ella, I'll shiloh you the Oath of Parsha, because I have not prepared that Parsha, Shnayim Shloisha Ta'amit, two or three times. Tibur. A person is not permitted to read in the Torah before the Tibur. And she is should only be Bein Gimel Tahavim until he has prepared it two or three times, Bein Noim the Bein Lachsim. Right. So, a person cannot read in the Torah until he has prepared it two or three times, I suppose until he feels confident, two or three, until he feels confident to read it properly, he is not supposed to be going up to the Torah. And that indeed is the reason, as we see with the revision, and that's why he didn't go. That is something that would motivate somebody not to want to go up. He gets called because I'm not going, because I haven't prepared.
It's hard to believe that
the Rebbe could do the Lena on the side. So much more, this is
a big Kiddush. It's not Kiddush
on yeah.
Despite that, he can't
even though you can definitely
do it.
Nevertheless, you're right. You're absolutely right. That's
but
what
you need to do.
You need to do an actual official preparation. Indeed, so. And this is actually indeed, this is a halakh, it's not just a medrash. It comes starts with the medrash, but it's a halakh in Shulchan. It's passing in Shulchan. Let's have a look here at the bottom of the page. But Mokim Shinnahu Shahoya Atma Kiri Bekol Ram. In a place where the minhag is that the Oyla himself reads from the Torah Bekol Ram aloud. If he hasn't prepared it two or three times privately, he should not go up. And if there's an official Baal Kere, who's going to start the Tchila? So then he has to prepare. So if it's a place where anybody can get called up, so everybody's got to be prepared. And otherwise, if you're not prepared, you're not supposed to go up. Oh, yeah? He spoke about this in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, using this idea, Rav Lozboi Shaharavit says, let's look back. Now we understand what it means. La'olam yachim adam parashiyosu v'matibu. In order that, ma'arichin lo yomu v'shnoisof. It will extend his day. You know why you've got to be matim parashiyosu v'matibu? Says Rav Lozboi Shaharavit. A big kiddush in the chat of this idea. You know why? Why have you got to do it? Because they might call you to read to the Torah. And if you're not going to be able to go up, what does it say? Somebody who gets called to the Torah and doesn't go up. But if you're bad, if you haven't prepared, you're not going to be able to go up. And somebody who gets called to go to the Torah and doesn't go, they're supposed to be prepared. So therefore, Chazal, you should always do the Shai Mikra, so that you'll be prepared to go up.
Why do you not also second that the Gabba should go into this,
but
something?
That's a good answer. But maybe this way we'll have a few things.
On the other hand,
this might not be the full reasoning of the Takana. This way you'll have a few other things as well. And this way everybody becomes boppy in the Torah. You'll do that, so you know every person will only know two aliyahs a year or something, you know. So maybe you're right here for a few things. You might not be saying that this is the full.
Well, it's actually interesting.
Full reasoning of the Takana, but A.
So what's the thing on Kohen and Levi? Is he has his own parsha?
Yeah, good question. Well,
for him, he just has to make
a all sorts of
huh?
All sorts of other.
Or Master, not necessarily.
Yeah.
Master also.
So that's what it means in order that Marisha the Yom Hashanah, because otherwise he's going to get caught.
Because you think of that question so good.
Yeah.
He calls that Kohen.
And somebody's a Kohen.
And he doesn't go up. No people think he's not a Kohen. And
yeah, all types of problems.
All kinds of problems. A gam, and then they have to say, oh, he can't Kohen, and then it's all over again. Oh, man.
No wonder we have this Takana nowadays that the Baal Kohen, imagine all types of problems which could ensue from this Hanhoga. I'd like to bring out different nakamidas which could come from this idea. I'd like to bring out something else. What will be the fee this? The fee this idea that the Takana is in order to prepare for Kriya Satoris. What would be when we come to the Kriya of Yom Tov? Or other Kriya, Arab Parshians? If we would follow down this idea that only it ought to come out, it would be proper to prepare, not just for the parsha of Shavua, it would be correct to prepare other parshas too, parsha of Yom Tov, etc. So what actually is the deal with regards to Yom Tov, regards to other parshiyos. This is discussed already in a very early source. In the Truma Tradition. Truma Tradition asks this Shaila. Hold on, read on the Olam Yashim Odom Parshiyotom in Hashibur, Shnai Mikra Bechot Taru. Nima Taib Nami Mahashim Bechol Yom Parshiyot Shikari. Does one need to do this to Yom Tov as well? And the Truma Tradition answers, Shuba. First thing he says is the minhag. We can look around and see what's done. So that I testify that the done thing is not to prepare the parsha of Yom. There's no shnayim mikravek or parsha on the parsha of Yom. And I'll bring you a proof. On the mirror is tough right. That's the done thing. And I'll bring you a little bit of a right. The chiv agoyis maimin v'shem Rabbi Nisimcha. The agoyis maimin writes in the name of Rabbi Nisimcha. Although indeed the main mitzvah is to prepare it in Hatzibur, that means in the week of Parsha, Shmoyis you do Shmoyis in the week of Va'era you Va'era and so on and so forth. But in Loi Otto cases, the world of Halacha, if one didn't do so, Yashlim Kula Veshmini Atzeret, one should complete them all on Shmini Atzeret or Simchat Torah. Shavoy Zoyim Hatzibur at the time when the Tzibur completes. May Hokom Nira, what is the understanding of this halach? How tucky is it so? That if you didn't do it in that week, so you do it by Simchat Torah. Mizekhara hayyoyim sheboi goyim ha-tibo kamisha kum sheitori b'chol shom. Since he said, by the time the tibo completed for that year, mashma de ikar chiyu da tzrichu rabbonon la-hashma parashit in ha-tibo, this implies that the main thrust, the main purpose of the takoma of completing the parashas with the tibul, Haimu Kidei, you know, the main idea is Shekol Echol Mi Yisrael Yikra La'atzmei Kol HaTorei Rei Rosh Vatzoi Bechol Shalom, that everybody should study the entire Torah every year. Like we do in the tibul this Kriyas HaTorah, Chazal wants that everybody should study the entire Torah every year. Mishim Hachi Torah for the Tzayim Mamash Lo Yisrael Ayoyim Shem the Tzayim Boi HaTibul. And that's right, the fixed time for doing so is by the time the tibul finishes. Even if one didn't manage to do exactly along with them the whole year, after Gemara Mitzvah has been by then, that is the cut-off point. So this is clearly a different understanding than the understanding of Rabbi Loz Moshe, which we said a minute ago. It's not to do with preparing for the Kriyas HaTorah, you know, maybe you might call you and you need to be able to read. This is a completely different angle on the Takana. That the central point of the Takana is, Chazal wanted that everybody should be fluent in the Kol HaTorah Kula, in the entire Chamisha Kum Shei Torah, and everybody should know it. And because of that, they want to stack it, and everybody should go through it every year. Everybody should go through privately themselves the entire Torah every year, a few times over, twice the Mitra and once the Talmud.
You need to take the Torah.
What about it? Who says the person to read and say the Dvarim? I don't know why they read the Dvarim. It was a very minute, I mean, you can't prove anything. No, what he's saying is that they can share again. No, what he was saying about Shmini Atzeret was that a person didn't complete Shnai Mikra each week and say, you know, that he's still owing Parshas Vayikra. Parshas Vayikra didn't do, he's still owing it. It's written down in his little book, Parshas Vayikra, I'm still owing. He should complete it by Simchat Torah.
Now this
is the following chapter. You're right, that's an added stage of the Chachila. There are various stages of by when. But if you didn't manage by then, also not, the very last couple of points, last chance, is Shmini Atzeret. And based on that, he brings out to us what the entire idea of the Shnai Mikra is. What point is there doing it by Shmini Atzeret? What exactly are you gaining? The point is that the central idea of the Takana is that everybody should go through the Torah once a year. And therefore, ideally you do it with the Tzibur, but if you didn't do it for the Eved, you didn't do it with the Tzibur, you did it the other time by Shmini Atzeret, by Simchat Torah. And therefore, based on this, the Truma Tradition, coming back to his original Shaila, he asked, should one do the Shnai Mikra of the Parsha of Yom Tov? So the Truma Tradition, no. No, it's nothing to it. You're going to get through the entire Torah by doing it every week. The parasha of Shavuot, you're going to get through it, so you don't need to do the parasha of Yom. As we follow the reasoning of Rav Lozor Moshe, that the idea was to prepare for Kriyas HaTorah, then it would have been proper to do the one of Yom Tov as well.
I
think he suggested
that
they need to
finish it every year when they
need to
finish it once in 7 years.
Yeah.
They only need to finish it once in 7 years.
Huh? No, not once in 7. There were two existing in Hogan. One is to finish it once in a year, and one is to finish it once in 3 in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara recalls in it, the Gemara is involved, nations like we do what every year. And the Gemara recalls in Eretz Yisrael, the minute was to do it once in 3 years. I'm just saying once a year in line with the Takana as we have it nowadays. The point is that in whatever cycle the Tzibur finished the reading of the Torah, in that time, Chazal wished that there should also be a thing where a person goes through it privately for himself, in order that people should be booking in the Torah. It's the cycle of the Tzibur to go through once in 3 years, it's going to be once in 3 years. The point of the Takana was that everybody should also privately learn through the Torah themselves so that they'll be booking in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So how indeed do we pass on these shaylos? If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in these halachos, in Siman Reish Pei Hei, both of these points which the Truma Tradition brings up are pasuken as halachos. That if we look at the times when one should do Shnai Mitzvah, Mitzvah Min HaMutzah, the most ideal time she asked the Moshe to complete it, Kodim Shiyoch on the Shabbos, before the meal on Shabbos morning. The Moshe can pray my Kida for this man is that. He asked him Akha Kida at the Minsa, but to do it by Minsa time, then there's another stage in Shabbos. So, the lot of that, you already said, there's another stage until Tuesday. And the Yesh Emrim, the final bottom line time, Ad Shmini Aseret, until Shmini Aseret in Hakk. And a little later on in these halachos, Ein Tzarech Likro is Parsha of Yom Tov, but indeed does not have to prepare the Parsha of Yom Tov. Nevertheless, we do find, not mentioned in these halachos, but in a different place, we do find the other side, the other idea that one should prepare for the Kriyas HaTorah, we do find that idea also catered to, as a type of mitzvah min amukha, the Bachilitic idea, one of the main thrust of mitzvah Shnai Likro Vekotar. But this idea is mentioned, going back to these halachos, of preparing for Kriyas HaTorah, and that the now in our places where the Baal Kore reads the Torah, the Baal Kore has to prepare. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah tells us that Mitzvah Min HaMukha, we know that along with the Baal Kore, the Oyel also has to read. Just we don't do like the original minhag that he reads aloud, he reads quietly. In Mitzvah Min HaMukha, nevertheless, as Mishnah Berurah is commendable, she got Baal Oyel, he started Tchilah when he was going up for it. That also the one who is going to be called up, since he's going to have to read quietly, he wants to be fluent in what he has to read. The Yisrael Chilah, we know the main operation, the Torah. Or Mishnai Mikra Shekhar of Erev Shabbos. If you read Mishnai Mikra on Erev Shabbos before Shabbos, you actually say that's good enough. He next Shem Bechesh Ben Akhidus, that is counted as part of the preparation. And clarifies the Shabbos field. But Al-Kain, Tony Shem Erev Shabbos, Mikra Shem Erev Shabbos, this is a good reason to try to do the Shnai Mikra Mechal Targum prior to the Tfilah on Shabbos morning. Then you can rule them off on the Alex Tatoru. You know, you might give you an idea. Nowadays we don't normally give advance warnings from beforehand. You don't know who's going to get caught. So, please, don't do the Shnai Mikra anyway. So, to cut also this Indian, it is a Lechatchilis, and commendable to prepare it sometime before the Tfilah so the person will be fluent in the Kriyas HaTorah as well.
Nothing brought on feeling for Monday.
Yeah, following this Svara, it would be good to
for Monday, so at least on the first one.
It mentioned that, through this very mention that the Lord God had an hunger to do Shnai Mikra Vekal Targum every day of the week. In other words,
an
aliyah, I suppose, each day. So I suppose if you do that, then you will have this idea as well. Although, mind you, I was just thinking now, that helps you for Monday and Thursday, but you haven't prepared for Shabbos Minhag.
No, it's all different. Shabbos morning for that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But that's already, probably is, it's going to fit into the days of the week. When you get through the parasha of the week each week, because the first thing is first. Yeah. Sorry, I met him. By the time you come to Monday, you've surely got to the beginning part of the parasha. It's not normally so long that you do a Monday version. Okay.
Sure.